came later to divide up, take away the skin of it. He said like this: according to your cheshbon, you on Shezdoin, somebody has one ox should take only one skin. But the less later, if somebody has no oxes at all, nishkol trei mashkol, he should be zeicher to take back two skins. In other words, I killed my ox, why should I have an ox for? If I have an ox, I'll only get one skin. Like this, I have no, I should get double the amount. Omrulai my hide, he said to him, what is this? What kind of reason is this? But that doesn't make any sense. So the Yosem said back to the Anshes Doim, Saiv Dina Ketchilas Dina. The end of your judgment should be like the beginning of your judgment. Ma Tchilas Dina, just like the beginning of your judgment is so corrupt that you say this Leitura, someone has an ox, Morichad Yom, he has to be a shepherd for one day. But the last Leitura, someone does not have any oxes, Morichra Yom, he's worse off, he has to work harder, he has to work for 2 days. And so Af Saiv Dina, the end, when you receive pay for the work you did, it should be Tis Leichatura Lishkochad. Well, if you have one ox, you should only take one hide. But the less late tour, if you have no oxes, lishkal trei, you should take two hides. That's what they did. That's what the Siyosim tried to talk back to the Anshes Doim, like change your laws a little bit. Another law was the Ovad b'Mavra, if somebody used the ferry to go over the river there, Nesav Chazuza, you have to pay only $1 tax. The loy of the Mavra, someone did not go over the ferry, but rather took his time out to swim and huff and puff and go through the water, Nesav Trei, that person has to pay $2 taxes. Again, no sense. That's what Anshes Doim did. Some of them need to say is they catered to the rich people, not to the poor people. To the poor people, they want to give them a hard time. So somebody couldn't afford to go over the ferry, must be pretty poor, that he has to try himself and swim across. So to those people, they were wicked, and they made them pay twice as much. Nesle Trey, the heavy lay Dora the Livni. Someone had a row of bricks. He was a builder. He had a row of bricks. So what they do? They came to rob it, but they were nice people. Also call Choda the Choda Shakli Chada. They had 1,000 stonies come together, and each one only took one brick. That's all. So Amalei, when the owner said, "What's going on? Your people are robbing me," each one answered back, "I know Choda the Shakli. All I did, I took one brick. What's so bad about that? One brick." They got the rest of Doim used to go and steal. To have a shoddy tumi, somebody was spreading out his garlic, or his shamchi, his onions, to dry out. So the Anshes Doim came and saw people drying out the food outside. You know what they did? Also, koch, again, they gave a whistle, 1,000 of them came out. Also, kochad, chad, shokochad. Again, the bandits of his Doim, each one came and only took one garlic, that's all, one onion. But 1,000 of them took. Amalei, so the Balabas came back and said, "What's going on here?" Amalei, each one said, "We're nice people. Chodeh the Shakli, we only took one apiece. What's so bad about that? One small garlic, you make a fuss about." That's what they stole. Abba Daini had it Zdoim. There were 4 big judges they had in Zdoim. The names were Shakroi, means he was a big Shakri, he was a big liar. For Shakroi, he was a Zaifi, also Russian of lying, Zaifi, Shtar, Zaifa, false Shtar, or Matzli, Chais, Matzli. That were the 4 names, funny names. Now, Dina, what was the judgment there after having 4 big judges? That Dina was like this. The Machalai Leisa saw the Chavri, if a man went and beat up his friend's wife, or Matzli Lei, and he heard her, is Amulei, so they brought this man, or they brought the man to the judge. So Amulei, the judge would say, Yoivin Alei, give that lady to this man that harassed her. Denevra Naloch, that she should become pregnant from him. That was their psak. That if you went and harassed a lady, so you were zaycha to her. You could have her until she becomes pregnant from you. The apostagleli udnu dechamrei, if somebody would go and take off the ear of somebody's chamor donkey, the chavre of his friend, so they came to the judge, the person did a terrible thing, it took off the ear of my donkey. So Omrulei, the judge, the big judge, would answer back, Hovu Nalei, listen, give him the chamar. Give the chamar to this person that they've ripped off the ear, add the kotzka until it grows back again. Let him keep it until it grows back again. That was their judgment. It was krum and ra. They were, again, out to do bad to people. The podelei lechavre, somebody punched his friend in the nose. Rashi says the podelei means also like tetzah. You made a wound in your friend. You made some blood come out of your friend. So they brought him to the judge. The person punched me in the nose. I was bleeding for an hour. Amrle, the judge would say, Havle Agra, pay him money. Did you a favor? He let blood from you. It was an Indian to have blood let that time. So the guy did you a favor. He had some blood left from you. So pay him. The Ovar B'Mavra, again, somebody went over the river with a ferry. Yoyev Arbezuzi. You would have to pay $4 tax. But the Ovar B'Maya, now after they had the judgment, whether it was poor, couldn't afford to pay the ferry ride, had to swim across, Yoyev Timni, they made him pay $8 taxes. Yeah. Timni Zuzi. Zim Lechada once happened, also who Kavis? Certain washman came. Ikulasim, he happened to fall into the hands of the Zdain. Omrule, half dollar zuzi. So the person swam through this river. So they came over, they said, listen, pay $4.
We'll soon see.
They said, pay $4. Omalhu, he says, Ano b'maya avri. I went over the water. I didn't go through the ferry. Why should I pay? I didn't use your ferry. I went, Rashi says, Ova b'ragla b'mayim. I walked across the water. So I shouldn't have to pay a penny. Omrule, the judge says it back, and Cain, have Timni. You have to pay $8. Not only four, but eight you have to pay. The Yavris B'maya Layoyev Peduya. The Avarta B'maya, the fact that you went through the water, you have to pay. The Yavris B'maya. Yeah. So Layoyev, the guy didn't like the psak. His kaiva says, nothing doing, I'm not going to pay you. So Pedu, they punched him in the nose, they beat him up. Osla Kaimuddin says, okay, you beat me up, I'm taking him to the judge now. Very good, he goes, take me. So he took him to the judge, Amalei, Havle Agra, the Shakla Chodama. You have to pay now, not a Vitim Nezuzi. You have to pay $8 for walking across the ocean, the river. And also you have to pay the guy money now, because he let blood for you, he did you a favor. The guy beat you up and let blood, you have to pay money. That was the Ra of Ashadon. Now, Eliezer Eved Avram. It once happened that Eliezer, the Eved Avram, happened to walk through Sdaim. He also happened to be there once. It's Rami Yostim. He once had to be in Sdaim. So could you, someone came and beat him up. They beat up, they saw a guest, a visitor in the area. They beat him up. So Osler came to Dina. So Eliezer went complaining to the judge. They beat me up last night. Omalei, the judge said back, Havle Agra the Shakra Chodama. You know what? Go and pay him money. He took out blood for you, pay him money. So what did Eliezer do? The Chacham, Shoko Gulola, he took a stick, he took something, Padua Iyuladina. He went and beat up the judge. Eliezer, the Chacham now, took a stick and punched the judge in the nose. That's what he did. So Omar, so the judge said, my high, what are you doing to me? What did I do wrong? What are you punching me in the nose for? Omalei, so Eliezer, listen, Agra denofag liminoch. Now you owe me money, judge. Now that I let blood for you, you owe me money. So the money you owe me, go pay to the guy that punched me in the nose, and I'll keep my money. She says, Amalei, Agra denofag liminoch, the money that you owe me now, judge, because I punched you in the nose, I took out your blood, have now leila hai. You go give that money to this person that you say I owe the money to. Vizuzi didi, kidakaimi kaimi. My money, Eliezer's money, will stay in my pocket. That's what Eliezer answered back to the judge. Kids, they were rab, mamainam, they were wicked people, and she's dying. That's why I'm the chedek lalam abroad. This was the last maisa, paraisa. No, not the last one. Hevele paraisa, devi magniale ochin. They used to have beds. No, not last one. Again, the same story. They used to have beds in Sdaim. That the Magdalene Orchid, wherever the poor visitor that came there, that was the last night he slept, but when he went to sleep at night, they used to give him a bed. Ki Marich, if they saw a tall man, they would give him a nice small bed, and they said, listen, your feet are sticking out, it's not nice. So Geizele used to chop off his feet. Ki Kutz, if they had a small person, they would bring a nice big bed, a long bed they would bring. And Matchinle, they would stretch him out. It's not nice, you don't fit in the bed. So he used to stretch him out until he fit in the bed. Eliezer Eved Avram. Again, Eliezer Eved Avram. Iklu Hossam, when visiting Stein. Omrle, they told him, Kum Goni Apuria. Listen, Eliezer, come sleep at night. We'll give you a beautiful bed. You're 5 feet. We'll give you a 7 foot bed. Omalon, Eliezer was smart, told him, listen, Nadana Nidri, I made a Nedri already, promise.
min yoyma demi sama, from the day my mother died, like nini apuria, I'll never sleep on the bed. At least what he meant to say is not on his bones bed. I will never sleep on your bed. I'm okay. Don't bother me. Ki hevi misrami layaniya. When a poor man came to Zayim, what happened was like this. They made a law. Yoyvelei kochad v'chad dinri. Everybody be nice and kind. Everybody give him money. And the cost of Shmeyalei, every Zayimi wrote his name, had a signature on the dollar bill that he gave him. What happened was, but nobody was allowed to give him food. Nobody could sell him any food. So that was, the guy died from starvation. So if you have Imayas, after a few days the person died, everybody came and took their money back. That was the Midar Achnos Sarachim of Anshei Zdoim. Hochi Asma Benaya. This is the way they made a condition between them, that Kol Man, there was an institutional law, that Kol Man de Mazman Gavra Levei Hilula, whoever would invite somebody to the chasna, to a party that he made, he could have no guest, only us, only Anshei Zdoim. No other person could come to a wedding, come to a feast. That whoever invites somebody else to the party, l'shala glime, we're going to take away your clothing. So heve hai hilula, yeah, once happened there was a wedding. Yakle Eliezer lost him. Eliezer showed up by the wedding. He came, was a visitor there. So what happened? Nobody gave him bread. Everybody was afraid if they'll give him bread, they'll take away the clothing. He boiled the mitzvah, so when he wanted to come to eat, also Eliezer, the Yosef was safe for the coolie. He sat at the end, or everybody was sitting down. He was the last one to sit by the table. He sat at the end. Now, Omrulei, they said to him, Manat Mecholahocha, who invited you here? What are you doing here, Eliezer? Omrulei, they said to his neighbor, one sitting next to him, Omrulehu, to Yosef, Atozimantim, what do you mean? You invited me. That's what Eliezer told his neighbor he's sitting next to. The guy got scared. Wow, Oma, Dilma Shmiya Beidani, maybe these great judges here are going to hear this, that I invited Eliezer to the Suda, so the Ano Azimte, and Omishauche Lumani, Dai Gavro, they'll take away my clothing. So what did he do? Shoko Glima, he took his clothing, who? The Yosef Gadei, Veroyet Labra, he ran away. Hey, he's Eliezer's first neighbor. That Eliezer said, you invited me, got so scared that they're going to find out and they'll take away his clothing. So he left the Suda. He ran away. And what happened was, before you know it, there was nobody left by the Suda. Eliezer got every one of them to run out. So, the chain over the Kule. Then Eliezer moved up the seat and sat the next one. Sat the same one. Hey, you invited me here. Thank you. The guy got scared and ran away. So before you know it, Adinoska Kule. V'yachle Iyu Lissadosa. That Eliezer was left with the whole feast himself. Eliezer had the whole wedding for himself. Nobody else was there. Now this was last month. This was the Makrafatish. Hevi hi Ravisa. There was a young girl there in Zdoim. Tevi komafko riflania. She was nice and kind. She brought out bread to a poor person. Bechatzva, that she had hidden in a basket. Egloye milsa. So the Dayanim found out about it. So what did they do to her? They killed her. Shafiur Dufsha, they smeared her, they painted honey over her. Vyukma Aligra, they tied her up on a fence. Aligra Shura, Osa Zibura, and the hornet came. Vyachlu and ate her up. This was the mark of a patish. Behind the still, that's what the Pasuk says. Vyemar Hashem, Tzaka Sedoim Vyamoiro Kiraba. They're too big, their sins are too big. When they did this, when they took this poor girl that did some chesed, and they went and killed her with such a hard misa, with honey, with bees. So v'yom rav yudah amarav aliske riba. The last makapata Hashem got angry at them was because the story with the riba, with this girl, what they did to her. Now the Mishnah said, yeah. And Mishnah says, "Meraglim also ain lem chenig lo mabo." Shemrit says, "Vayimoisu hanoshu moitzia dibas oritz rob magefa." So Idashin, "Vayimoisu" means berlo mazir, be magefa lelo mabo. He also will not come to lo mabo. Adas kerek is also ain lem chenig lo mabo. Shemrit says, "Vatechafa layim oritz." The earth will cover them. That means berlo mazir. Vayoyvdu mitoich hakohol berlo mabo. They will not be zerk to lo mabo. Divrei Bekiva. They say, he holds no, Adas Kerech will come up, Hashem will bring up
from the grave. Tana Rabbanan. Adas Kairach Ein Lam Chelilolam Abo. They have no portion. Why? Shemar it says, Vatachas Aleim Oretz Beilam Azeh. This world they were killed out. Vayoivdu Mitoich HaKol means Elam Abo. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. They do them say, Raymen no, Harehen Ki Aveda. They're like a lost object. HaMitzvakeshes. That's waiting for someone to take them, to pick them up, to return them. Shemar it says, Toisi Kase Oived. I did not forget my Torah, means they're waiting until they do tshuva, and then they will be zeicha. Then they will have Olam Haba. Pasuk says, Vayikach Kerech, Kerech took. What did he take? Omer Resh Lakish, Shelokach Nekach Ra Liatzmi. He took bad advice. He took the wrong advice. Rashi says, Hitzcho B'Ktote. He started with arguments. Kerech. He made like a bald spot in Yisrael, came to kill out people. That's Lashon of Korach. And Ben Yitzhar, the son of Yitzhar, means Ben, he made the whole world hot, angry at him. He made a machlek, he made the whole world, were fighting there at that time. Kitzorayim, like in the afternoon. Like a hot day in the afternoon. Ben Kos, what does that mean? Ben Shekeya Shina Melidov, a son that like kicked and knocked out his father's teeth. Means he was bare to his father. Rashi session is Baishua Voisa, the mice of Aroyim, that his fathers were embarrassed from the bad actions. Ben Levi, Ben Shinasa Lavoya Begehenim. He was a son that was made, he'll have a nice road into Gehenim. Lavoya Begehenim. He'll be escorted into Gehenim. For the Chosh, for the Mor of the Chosh, and now Ben Yaakov. Why don't we go further? One more to Ben Yaakov. So, and we should ask, and then it means Ben Sheokav Atzmal Gehenim. He pushed himself, threw himself into Gehenim. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok, Yaakov Vikesh Rachim Al Atzma. Yaakov already mispalo to Hashem that his name should not be mentioned by Yadav Kerech. Shneem it says in the Brochus of Yaakov, it says, V'soydom Al Tovi Nafshi, U'vikolom Al Teichat Kvoidi. That means the soidum out of inafshi elu meraglim. Do not mention my name amongst the meraglim. Uvi kahola matecha tvoidi zeadas kerot. Do not mention my name there. Now Dosan, what's the lashon of Dosan? Shavro das. They went. They were over the das dalachas. They were over the Torah. Das kale. They're over Hashem's laws. Abir Dosan vavir what's aviram? Sheiber atzmai measay tshuva. He held himself back from doing tshuva. The Ovoin, what is Ovoin? Voin, She Yoshev Bianinus. He returned, he did Shuva Baninus. Unwillingly, he did Shuva soon, say he listened to his wife. He listened to his wife, he had a good wife that helped him to do Shuva. Pelas, Shenasaloi Tlois. That wonders happened to him, Oin Ben Pelas. That he was able to do Shuva. Then Reuben, the son of Reuben, then Sheroh, he saw the haven. He understood what's going to happen through his wife's advice, will soon say. Omarah, Oin ben Telas ishto yatzilasa. His wife saved him. Omrele, she said to him like this, listen, what are you doing in this machoikis now? Minach luchom, you know, what's going to be the difference to you? Whether Moshe is going to be the head or whether Korach is going to be the head? Ima rabo ant talmida. If Moshe is going to win, you're only going to be a talmida. Vima rabo, and if Korach wins, ant talmida, you're also only going to be a student there. That's all. So what are you going to put your nose on machoikis for? Stay out. Omalo, so he answered back his wife, he's saying very good. By my Ava, what can I do? Heavy B'Yates, I was with the council yesterday. V'shtaboyuli ba'day, and I swore to them that I'll go with them and I'll fight for them. How can I chicken out now? Omalo, she said, listen, Yodana dekula kenishta kadishininu. I know all those people are great people. The chsev, it says, kichole dekulam kadishim. This is what he said back, that they're all great people, what can I do? So Omalo, she said to him, don't worry. Tov de'ano masun l'cho. Sit here and I will save you. What did she do? Ashkise chamro. She gave him wine to drink. Kitsa, she made him shikha. V'yavisuyo v'yangisu gavoy. If you put him to sleep inside, he was an honest. True, he made a swore he would come, but he could only come if he's awake, if he's available. But she put him to sleep, he's an honest now. But she was afraid though, maybe the other people come to get him, but come knocking door. So Oisvei Abava, she sat at the door,